Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Mike Stewart is here, too, folks. He's a really smart guy. He's a good friend of ours, a longtime member of our Brain Trust, and couldn't do without him. He's the author of Close More Sales, Persuasion Skills That Boost Your Selling Power. He is one of our top experts on salesmanship, one of our top experts on change. And, you know, I said something earlier about get Mike to talk to us about change. One of the things that has changed significantly over the last few years is the way we manage the sales process in our company, the way technology has gotten involved in that whole process. And I don't know anybody who can help us sort through and get ourselves through this deep water than our good buddy Mike Stewart. Mike, welcome back to the show.
Jim, thanks. Always a pleasure to be here with you.
It's good to have you back. Where are we in our discussion of all of this, Mike?
Well, let's see. Last time we were talking about change and how change impacts the way we're selling. And the topic of technology and sales came up. We started to talk about that and at the end of the program, and you asked that we continue that discussion.
We just didn't have enough time for that really important topic, and I wanted you to come back because, you know, Mike, my audience has heard me say many times before that small business owners have too many hats to wear and not enough heads to put them on. and nowhere in the operation is that more true in the area of sales. And so if we don't figure out how to automate and how to improve the management of the information, we're going to be uncompetitive, aren't we?
Well, that's true. I did a program this past week with a major chemical company working with a number of their distributors up in North Carolina. And, you know, they're right up against it the same way most sales forces are. It takes a different look when you're a small business owner, but it's still the same thing. I was doing a program a couple of weeks before that, and somebody said, you know, this is not the way it's always been. This is not comfortable. And I said, comfort's gone. The old way's gone. It's not that way anymore.
That's right.
And, you know, regardless of the size of your business, there are two things you have to look at. I think there are two principles of sales that are universal. The first is that you've got to have new sales. There's no way you can make your budget without new sales to new customers.
Mm-hmm.
Just handling your existing customers in almost every case will not do it.
Well, and I know what you're not saying that because as you know, a lot of companies get into trouble by disregarding their existing customers and only looking for new customers. You got to balance that, don't you?
Well, that's true, but that's rare. That's my experience. That's rare.
Mm-hmm.
Most companies tend to focus so much on maintaining the status quo and not taking risk and stepping out and going out after new business. And certainly, you know, we got to take care of home base first. We've got to take care of our key accounts first. And that's a priority that we teach it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, sales come from three sources. One, current revenue from your existing customers, and then new revenue from your existing customers. And you got to handle those first.
Right.
But without going after new business, you don't have enough revenue to make plans, make ends meet, especially in this day of rising prices, especially gasoline prices.
Well, and not only that, Mike, but the existing customers don't stay with us forever.
No, they don't.
They move, they die, they change their mind, they get upset, they find somebody else to love. You know, they're fickle,
right. And
they're like an eighth grade, you know, the eighth grader. You know, they like you today, they don't like you tomorrow. And
that's right.
And plus, you know, Mike, when you and I were coming up as young pups, I think you're not quite as old as I am, but you're almost as old as I am. When we were young pups, you know, if a customer didn't do business with us, we probably had a 99% opportunity to pick out exactly who else they were doing business with. Today, you couldn't do that with a supercomputer.
No, sir, it's changed.
Too many opportunities.
That's right. And the first, and often as salespeople, we don't recognize that and take advantage of that. The second universal principle of change, in my view, is this: there's never enough time.
That's right.
There's never enough time, and so we've got to take advantage, whether we're in a small business, whether maybe we're the only salesperson we've got. I've
mm-hmm.
been there.
Yeah, me too.
or whether we're in a larger organization with a number. Some of the distributors I worked with this past week had 20 or more salespeople. Several of them, it was just themselves, but they were faced with the same principles, and that is what I see as a new paradigm of selling, and that's what I call vet. You've got to look at prospects in volume, and you've got to use email and telephone to reach the volume of people that you've got to reach, and then you've got to, and this is a new word, you've heard it, I'm sure, but not everybody has. I haven't heard it until recently, and it's called vetting.
Mm-hmm.
Vetting means to sort through, to be discriminatory, to discriminate, to choose, pick and choose.
It's a political term.
Yeah, and it applies to business. And what happens is that the old paradigm of selling tells us that we pick a prospect, and we hound him, and we stay after him, and we make a comment like, you know, I'm going to sell him if it kills me. And you know what? It will.
It probably will. It'll kill somebody. Well, you know, one of my goals in the 21st century, and I've told my audience this, and I encourage them to think of it the same way, you know, let's all try to be successful without creating a casualty list. And we can do that, can't we?
I love that. Yeah, you know, we can, and usually the casualty is ourselves.
Right. Or our people, which is worse.
You're right. If we go about selling the wrong, we'll go about selling the wrong way, and that is that we pick a target, and I'm a great believer in targeted accounts, but we'll pick somebody that we're comfortable with and stay with them and stay with them and stay with them.
Right.
And what I feel like we have to do in this day and age is get a volume contact, a volume.
Right.
And for a lot of us, that gets us out of our comfort zone.
Folks, if some of your customers are saying, hey, leave me alone, go pick on somebody else, you're probably staying there too long, aren't you?
You know what? If they say that, it's time to say, it is time to say thank you so much. You know, I didn't mean to do that. There's a fine line between being persistent and being a pest, and I apologize for crossing that line. I would like to stay in touch with you. How would you suggest I do that?
Right.
Oh, and by the way, is there anyone you know that you feel like might be interested in the service that I've been talking to you about or the product I've been talking
about? Well, see, I probably would go to that one first. I would probably say, you know what? I hear what you're saying, and the best way to get me off your back is to send me to somebody else. Who should I go to?
Well, that's a step up on the assertive
list. It's called referral by duress, Mike. Stand by. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, folks, Mike's going to talk to us about how to use this technology, how to deploy it and execute it to your benefit so that not only do you get more out of this, but you actually add value to the relationship. You can do it. Mike's going to show us how right after these messages. It's 20 after. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. Stay with us. Back, it's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and Mike Stewart is our guest, and he's our good friend, and he's helping us to automate the sales process in our organizations. But first, I want him to tell us about his automated website. Mike, tell us about it, please.
Absolutely. MikeStewartSeminars.com.
They can find your book, Close More Sales, there, can't they?
Yes, they can find that book there. They can find several of our e-books there as well.
Right.
And, you know, you learn more to earn more, as they say, Jim. And we've got a great library there in addition to my books.
And also, they can find out more about how to, if they want to use your services and your organization to help them to be more successful, they can find out more about that there too, can't they?
Absolutely.
And folks, I encourage you to
seminars.com.
Encourage you to do that. Mike's the best. Mike, look, I've been trying really hard to get small business owners just to focus on more on technology in their accounting, in their inventory management, and you know their different processes, and you know I'm feeling like you know that the lowest tech part of any company is the sales operation. This is going to be a little bit of an uphill climb, isn't it?
It is. That it's easy to automate. Most everybody has got Outlook. As a software program on board, and Outlook, especially the new version, but even the old version. You don't have to invest in new software. But the older versions have a method, methodology in order to list and track your prospects and to keep up with the people in your pipeline. And that's key, because in order to be successful, you can't just focus in on a handful of prospects and make that your sales effort, because what happens is if you only have one or two in the pipeline and one of those falls out, you've only got one deal in town. And in order to close that sale, you may have to stretch, you may have to negotiate.
And and look like you're desperate.
Exactly.
You know, Mike, one of my old mentors said, one prospect is no prospect. One proposal is no proposal.
Good for you.
And and I've never forgotten that. And no, you're exactly right. Well, you know, here's as you've heard me say before, Mike, there's really nothing new under the sun. I mean, a computer is just a fancy wheel. The only difference is the velocity of change and the way we manage change. And sales is still and always will be a numbers game.
Absolutely. There's no question about that.
And so why not use technology to help you accomplish those numbers?
I don't know how you can do it without it today.
Yeah.
I really don't. You know, if you've got a terribly, you know, if you've got a really small business, then you might be able to do it with index cards. But even then, I think you're limiting yourself tremendously, because the volume or the speed at which you can get through the information is restricted. Whereas if you've just got it in Outlook or some other, we use ACT. Pardon me, and the new version of ACT is excellent.
Mm-hmm. We use ACT too.
Yeah, well, this new version has got a great prospect management feature, and it includes something that I've needed for a long time, and that's opportunity management.
Do you recommend that we take a course, that we find somebody who's now you're teaching people, right? You're teaching people how to use this technology. Is that one of the things
that
you're doing?
I don't do that.
Do you recommend that we find somebody who does that?
And
I guess what I'm getting at is I don't see a small business owner who's probably also the sales manager, or maybe even if they have a sales manager, I don't see them having the time, taking the time to learn this all on their own and to get good at it in time to be effective and to be happy with that process. It seems to me like some kind of professional training and showing them how leveraging this technology can be good for them. It seems to me that would be wise and money well spent.
I concur 100%. And what I would say to our listeners is this, that you don't have to hire a high-powered consultant to teach you that. The people who make the software, particularly if it's Microsoft, if it's Outlook, will provide that training. And in some cases, it may be free. I don't know that. But I know it's relatively inexpensive. And once you get a broad brush, once you understand basically how it works, then the details come along fairly quickly.
And a lot of those training programs are available over the internet.
Yes, they are. And I would take that approach. I've owned small businesses, as you know, Jim.
Still do.
I do, although this one's far more sophisticated than any of the ones that I've owned before.
Still a small one. I know how big you are.
No, not that big. I'm not that big. But it's just it's more complicated,
right,
because of the nature of what we do.
Mm-hmm.
But when I own my convenience stores here in Atlanta, in the technology segment up north of Atlanta, we built our outside business. You know, gasoline is important. That establishes a base of opportunity. But we built our inside sales by my making outside calls.
Mm-hmm.
And just keeping a list of people who were potential customers and the ones who didn't want to do business with them. We didn't spend any time with them. And I learned pretty early that it's about, you know, we want to find people who want to do business with us. And the way you do that is you get on the street, you know, a bag on the street, as he used to say in sales.
And then the technology helps you manage who you find, what they say, when they want you to call back.
Exactly.
And as you said, that opportunity quotient, I think that's a great aspect. Mike, we still got a lot more to talk about. Will you come back and talk some more to us about this?
I'd love to. Anything,
Mike Stewart.
You know that,
give us the website again, please, Mike.
I'm sorry?
Give us your website again.
Yeah, MikeStewartSeminars.com.
Mike Stewart, thank you for being here. Good job today. We'll see you next time.
Thanks a lot.
He'll be back, folks, I promise. Quick break, right back with Richard DeCaeser. We're going to have our FedWatch show. The show is brought to you by IBM, Office Depot, and Administaff.
I'm so nervous, I just sit and smile. Your house is only another mile.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.